WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Offering frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. With service to and from Austin, from the Austin airport coming this fall. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. No one was injured after a College Station man drove his car onto the wooden deck of Ozona's Bar and Grill at Harvey Road last night around 12:30. College Station police report 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez also partially went through an exterior wall of the restaurant after entering the parking lot at a high rate of speed and jumping a curb. Lopez attempted to flee the scene but was unsuccessful. He was arrested for driving while intoxicated, his second offense. College Station police is investigating a crash in the Northgate District last night where a bicyclist was struck. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition with road rash, bruises, and a black eye. Investigators were told the bicyclist was crossing University at College Main when she was hit by a westbound SUV that ran a red light. A shooting at a Bryan apartment complex last night left the victim hospitalized in stable condition in a continuing search for the suspect. Police are not saying what led to the gunfire other than that the general public is not in any danger. The shooting took place at the Baker Oaks Apartments at 29th and Baker. An employee for Texas A&M's outsourcing company, SSC, went to the hospital after the university facilities pickup he was driving ran into a concrete island that houses a traffic gate arm. University police report the crash happened yesterday morning on Ross Street near the chemistry building. Why the pickup left the street is under investigation. The driver was treated for undisclosed injuries and released. The street was closed about 5 hours. College Station neighborhoods are not the only ones worried about the influx of by-the-room occupancy rental properties, also known as stealth dorms. 7 months ago, the City of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission created a citizen subcommittee to address concerns about the increase of these properties in established neighborhoods. Chairman Kylan Cardona says they listed top 10 concerns that they found after two public meetings and hundreds of citizen surveys. The subcommittee recommended a two-phase approach to help regulate the development of stealth dorms.
We're not trying to prevent development. We're not trying to prevent lot owners or homeowners to decide what they want to do with their own homes. But we want to make sure we don't break up the neighborhood integrity.
And Cardona says a series of public meetings will be held in the near future, and you can find more information and make your comments online by going to the Planning and Zoning section of BryanTX.gov. The College Station City Council will consider helping businesses in the Welburn neighborhood who are located west of the railroad tracks. Ken Tripp says there is an idea to counter the impact of closing the railroad crossing at Kane Road.
The gentleman that owns the property that will help this closure, which was the extension of General Parkway from Deacon to Kane, he's willing to sell his property for about 60% of what the city staff said was the price.
City staff told the council they would send them an update with their efforts to direct traffic to what Tripp says are 15 businesses west of the tracks. And outside of Bryan and College Station, the electric company for most of the Brazos Valley is building a new power plant. Entergy has received state approval to build a natural gas-fired plant near Willis in Montgomery County. Construction won't start for another year and a half. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And starting this fall, Ground Shuttle is adding service to and from the Austin airport. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, with new service to Austin coming soon. Let us do the driving.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to help us stuff the bus August 7th through the 11th. Stuff the Bus is a community-wide school supply drive to help thousands of kids in our local schools. For times and drop-off locations near you, visit jlbcs.org.
Hey, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Abundant sunshine today. It is going to be a hot one with temperatures touching 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. Clouds will be on the increase tonight. Towards morning, a shower or thunderstorm possible. Temperatures near 75. Tomorrow we'll have lots of clouds. There'll also be some showers and thunderstorms. Highs closer to 90. Showers and thunderstorms are also possible through tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partial sun develops Thursday. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers dropped one to the Generals at Nutrabolt last night. Coach Trey Porras weighs in on the loss. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some of the trade deadline deals amid the Astros' win over the Rays and the Rangers' loss to the Mariners. And the 2028 Olympic Summer Games are one step closer to coming to L.A. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so it was 14 years ago that the Chicago Cubs were really going to be successful.
Yeah.
And then there was this guy named Steve Bartman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Steve interfered with Moises Alou being able to catch a ball. Things went south. The Cubs again lost. And Bartman became hated. I mean, you think
right.
about social media 14 years ago was not nearly what it is now.
Can you imagine? Wow. Yeah.
But the firestorm over this whole thing 14 years ago was pretty danged amazing. In fact, Steve pretty much disappeared from public life, probably because he was getting death threats and other harassment.
Mm-hmm.
He never gave interviews.
And he is he from Chicago?
Yeah,
death threats are serious around that part.
Yeah, they know how to follow through on him. Did not make any attempt to acknowledge or cash in on any notoriety that he got. Repeatedly declined the Cubs' attempts to make amends, turning down tickets, appearances, other recognitions. Turned out a Cubs team invite to be part of the World Series celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the Chicago Cubs gave him a 2016 World Series ring.
That's cool.
With his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
He is accepting the ring, even released a public statement, said, although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor, I am deeply moved and sincerely gratified to receive the ring. Tom Ricketts, for his part, he's the owner of the Cubs, said, I hope that this provides closure on an unfortunate chapter of the story that is perpetrated throughout our quest to win that long-awaited World Series. So that's pretty cool.
If he hadn't done that 14 years ago, they wouldn't have eventually won, right? If all things lead to something.
I suppose that's possibly true, but the good thing is he's going to take the ring. We don't know to this day if he's actually been back to Wrigley Field. He was there yesterday to meet with the family.
He probably hasn't.
No.
Don't return to the scene of the crime.
So this story, speaking of crime, you heard this story in Fox News about the prisoners escaping from the Alabama jail?
With peanut butter.
Yes.
What the heck?
A mass prison break happened in Walker County at the jail on Sunday. That's Walker County, Alabama, not
right.
Walker County, Texas. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sheriff James Underwood confirmed 12 men aged 18 to 30 years old managed to escape. He said peanut butter from their prison sandwiches smeared over the numbers of the doors within the jail.
Mm-hmm.
The group then persuaded a rookie guard to open an external door from the control room. He was communicating with them via camera, mistakenly believed that he was opening a door to their cells, but in fact he wasn't. Prisoners managed to run to the perimeter scale, the fence, and be gone within minutes. 11 of the 12 were found in a matter of hours after local police launched a large-scale operation.
But there's still one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they all sorts of different charges involved, including attempted murder. And he said, hey, these people are crazy like a fox. I mean, that's all they've got to think about is mm-hmm. ways to get out.
Get out, right.
So that's how they
did
that.
And if they get caught, they just go right back
sure.
in.
Sure. I mean, they were already in. They got nothing to lose as far as that goes. So,
but man, and how do you feel if you're that guard?
Well, he's certainly been trained now as to what this button does and what that button does.
Yeah.
Might have thought about training him to do that beforehand.
If you weren't with us last hour, you probably heard anyway that this Anthony Scaramucci dude was fired. Okay, he's not at the White House anymore.
Mm-hmm. You probably heard that once or twice yesterday.
But he's not dead. He is not dead.
That's true.
Contrary to his listing in the Harvard Law School Alumni Directory.
Yikes.
The Boston Globe reported yesterday, or last night, that the 10-day White House employee has an asterisk next to his name in the directory denoting that he died since it was last published in 2011.
I just saw a meme on Twitter that said, no, Moochie died on the way back to his home planet.
He graduated from law school in 1989, said a spokesperson for Harvard. Regrettably, there is an error in the Harvard Law School alumni directory. In the listing for Anthony Scaramucci, we offer our sincere apologies to him. The error will be coded. Well, they're not going to reprint it, but he said in subsequent editions they will do that. But in the meantime, he's not dead. He's just looking for a job.
Yeah.
So if you spend time at the beach, it apparently is good for your brain. NBC News Science says that the sun, the sand, the surf all work to improve your well-being in a number of ways.
Hmm.
First, the physical sensation of putting your feet in warm sand causes people to relax.
And it's like a natural pedicure.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's kind of fun.
Exfoliating, right?
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
The blue sky helps feelings of calm and peace.
Yeah.
The color blue also is linked to a boost in creativity. Staring at the ocean has been found to change our brain waves frequency, and it puts us in a mind of a meditative state.
Watching the waves is wave-changing.
Exactly. The smell of the ocean breeze contributes to our soothed state as well, which may be linked to negative ions in the ocean air.
Unless you're in, like, Galveston.
Yeah. And seeing that stuff wash up on the beach.
And then it might smell a little funky.
Yeah, right. And that stuff that's on the beach that they have to pick up.
But
the constant ebbing and flowing of the ocean makes a sound that destimulates our brain. We zone out. Okay, so the sky makes us creative, but the ebbing and flowing of the water destimulates our brain.
Yeah. So you're creative, but you can't do anything about
it. It's like neutral, yeah. Everything about the beach combines to the activity and all the things in our nervous system that make us slow down, relax, feel more in the moment.
You know, and I think people know this, and that's why we've, you know, always gone to the beach for vacations for years and years.
Yeah, exactly. Well, remember, I spent a week at the ocean, and it's, you know, it's hard to maybe, you get to the situation where you don't have to get anything done. And with my personality, I'm ADHD, and I'm an A personality, and so I need to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the beach, and it just kind of chills you out.
Right.
Which is okay, but eventually, it made me think about people who live in beach communities,
mm-hmm.
you know, do they get that stuff done as quickly as they should?
Do they ever get anything done?
Yeah. Is it a Miata situation? You know, I can get to it, but not today. So not sure, but for the rest of us who don't live near the ocean, it's good for us, apparently. It's healthy
right.
for us to be able to do that.
Unplug every once in a while.
There you are. So, you know, we had this story about the Food and Drug Administration announcing Friday that they want to lower the nicotine level in cigarettes to non-addictive levels.
Right.
Well, how do they know that?
Right?
Aren't people different? Aren't all people different?
And yeah,
If you smoke a different amount of cigarettes, how many does it take to get back up to addictive levels of nicotine?
And you know what? You can give them all the information possible.
They're still going to smoke
exactly
if they want
right.
to
There's
smoke.
Some yep. people who are going to do that. But I know they want us to live forever.
Right.
More than 35 million people smoke in U.S. America, which is an all-time low of 15% of the population. More than 480,000 die from it. Again, if they're going to smoke, that doesn't mean anything. Each cigarette can contain between 8 and 20 milligrams of nicotine, which is
as addictive as heroin.
Woo.
Yeah, there, that'll scare you. This according to the American Heart Association. University of Pittsburgh researchers say that lower nicotine levels won't cause people to smoke more. Instead, the less nicotine, the less addictive it is. And again, I told you the story. I used Step at a Time one time, which was this filter system that actually blocked the amount of smoke that you would take in. You started with it just normal, which
mm-hmm.
was no block. And then in the three subsequent filters, it would eventually give you less and less smoke. So you're still going through the physical motion of smoking. You just weren't getting the nicotine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that it did, which was really neat, was you had to clean it.
Ah.
And you open that thing up and you go, uh-huh, I'm doing that, huh?
Okay.
So that was a that worked pretty well. That's called step at a time. And maybe if you got people back to the point where they had to see all that stuff they're drawing into their lungs.
Well, and just take the time to clean it, like having to go through the process every time.
Yep.
Eventually, people are lazy.
Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly.
They might be addicted, but they're still lazy.
They are. So anyway, so you got the numbers. Then there's this. Even though adult obesity and childhood obesity rates continue to climb, a new survey shows fewer parents than ever before are concerned about it.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, I know.
Doesn't
but
mean it's okay,
is
does it?
Is it surprising? Is it surprising?
No, it's not. It's not.
The new study shows that one in five parents are concerned about childhood obesity. That is a drop of 35% in the last 10 years. Okay? One out of five parents is concerned about that. Now, here's the problem.
The parents are obese.
Yeah, there could be that. That could be number one.
Because if that's rising, you know, I mean,
well,
it's...
my number two, though, I kind of think about this from a situation of...
Okay.
You know, you live in a neighborhood of people that are similar to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You know, the idea, all your kids go to schools together, you hang out together, you're on teams together. Your lifestyles quite often are similar.
True.
Mm-hmm. So if you are of that group who is concerned about obesity in your children and yourself, then that's a large percentage of those people, which means someplace else there's a large percentage of people who don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a whole bunch of fat people sitting around together.
Yes.
Drinking beer and eating hot dogs.
And you're the one crazy mom who's giving out carrot sticks for snacks and everyone hates you.
Weirdo.
And doesn't want to play with your child.
That's right. And
Karen, but, she's so healthy.
Yeah, but also know that somewhere else out there, there's a whole bunch of communities of people who just don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the meantime, and we talked about it before, hot dogs are, well, you know, anything where the word slurry is used when they talk about how it's made. So then there's this. You might recall the Kansas man who sued the Kansas City Royals, alleging that a hot dog thrown by the team's mascot Slugger back in a game in September 2009, it struck him in the eye and it detached his retina.
Oh, ooh. My.
I mean, that had to land
Slugger,
just wrong.
Slugger, what you doing, man?
Yeah.
Why is he throwing hot dogs?
Well, you've seen that they shoot, sometimes they'll shoot them out of a cannon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I've never seen that.
You've never
they shoot T-shirts out of a cannon.
Right, but they could use it for
a hot
dogs,
dog.
Too. Yeah.
They named him Slugger, but apparently he can throw also.
Yeah.
Shooter.
Anyhow, so they went to trial. They went to trial in 2011, and the Royals and Slugger won. The plaintiff appealed.
Oh, wow.
In early 2013, he won that appeal. The Royals appealed to the Missouri Supreme Court. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the fan again, throwing out the jury verdict for the last time and sending the case back for retrial. So this thing is still alive.
Man, 2009. It's been almost 10 years.
And we are still talking about it.
Can you imagine how he feels having to go through it?
Slugger's probably not even Slugger anymore.
No, yeah, Slugger is someplace else.
Retired.
Yeah. He's got another gig, and nobody knows exactly where he is.
Wow.
Okay. So people in a Louisiana truck stop, ATM, got more than they had asked for, but nobody's complaining. More than $7,000 improperly dispensed by the ATM. The machine apparently was reprogrammed to believe it was giving out fives when it was giving out 20s.
Nice.
Now, was that a reprogramming or did somebody put something in the wrong stack? So
hack.
Put that stack there?
What if it was a hack?
I don't know. I mean, not sure. Just saying. any number of ways.
Did they have to give the money back?
I think they probably just found out about it. So
probably not.
Probably. Well, you know, they've got cameras.
True. Yeah. They do.
But I don't know that they'll necessarily.
And probably records of who.
That's right.
Withdrew money.
Haven't you ever played Monopoly? Bank error in your favor.
No. Yeah, get the pass, go and collect $200. Yeah. That doesn't happen in the real world. Just saying. Today is the 51st anniversary of the Texas Tower shooting. Charles Whitman, up in the University of Texas Towers on August the 1st. And. They made a bigger deal of it last year because it was 50 years.
Right. But Chip Howard? No, he wouldn't have been.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
Okay.
Yeah. I was actually
I knew
right
I'd heard this story before.
I was right next to the tower when they did that. Anyway, to mark the anniversary, the university is set to unveil a stone monument selected by a committee of the victims that bears the names of those killed and will turn off the tower for lights for the clock for 24 hours starting at 11:48 a.m. That's when the first shots rang out. 51 years ago.
Wow.
So, happy birthday to MTV. Remember when they used to just play
music?
What happened to
television?
That?
Now it's all sorts of other stuff. Anyway, that was 1981.
Wow.
What is it? Radio killed the something?
Video killed the radio star.
They're doing some kind of bring back concert or something. I'll need to look at social media, but yeah, and they had pictures of all the, you know, classics.
All right.
The real thing. And again, it was smart. It was a great thing. Yeah, they've done some documentaries on it, and for the artists who were quick to get videos out, I mean, their penetration in the market was tremendous. They were getting played almost every hour on MTV, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day. People that were just okay. Well, I'll tell you, one of them that comes to mind is Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates made so many videos, and it really, really jacked their career. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the radio show called The Rush Limbaugh Show premiered on this date in 1988. Well, it'd be okay. We probably had still, we would have been a poor AM corn popper country radio station if it hadn't been for him. So, yeah, from that standpoint, he, you talk about saving, he probably saved a whole lot of AM radio stations in America. That's the reason we pay him every month.
Yeah.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Well, still got a pretty nice morning this morning, like we had yesterday. It's going to warm up a little bit more today than it did yesterday because the north winds aren't going to be quite as evident. But then we cool down because we're going to have some clouds rolling in and a better chance of rain, 40% chance of rain tomorrow, 30% tomorrow night. And then it's back up to a 40% chance of rain on Friday and a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday with highs, again, only in the lower 90s. Currently, calm winds, 74% relative humidity, fair skies, it's 75.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When John McCain dramatically killed the Obamacare repeal, the drive-by media was ecstatic. The old maverick had returned with a heroic trifecta. He slapped Republican Party members in the face again, and more importantly, he gave a huge middle finger to President Trump, and most important of all, he saved Obamacare and the Obamacare legacy. Well, maybe. The drive-by media knows Obamacare is imploding, so they ran stories all weekend long about what has to happen to fix it. Two issues need immediate fixes. First, the cost. For millions of users, Obamacare is already unaffordable, and within weeks, prices are going to go up again as insurance companies tally up yet another year of disastrous losses. There's only one fix. Obamacare users will need more taxpayer money, more and higher subsidies. The second problem that has to be addressed, despite all the hype about how popular Obamacare has become, in many areas it isn't even available. Insurance companies have pulled out. Users can't afford it, neither can they. There's only one fix for that, too, more taxpayer money, to subsidize the insurance companies so that they will provide coverage. So after lacking courage to repeal Obamacare, we're about to find out which Republicans can't wait to play ball with Democrats to fix it. Hold on to your wallets, folks. As always, the fix is your back pocket.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k account. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. RUSH15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has asked staff for an update of what becomes of traffic that will no longer be able to use Kane Road in the Welburn neighborhood because the railroad crossing is closing. That's after an area resident, Ken Tripp, asked the council to consider purchasing land to extend General Parkway from Kane to Deacon.
We need to think about the extension from Deacon to Kane so that we can keep the businesses that are there in business, thriving, and paying taxes.
Tripp says the extension is important to businesses and those living in newly developed residential developments west of Welburn Road.
This is going to affect about 15 businesses over there that during the week have about 20 18-wheelers come and deliver parts and pick up parts and supplies to the commercial businesses that are there. But the city staff says, well, we'll just send these 18-wheelers down Knox Street. Well, if I had bought a duplex or a fourplex or whatever that those houses are over there, I wouldn't want 18-wheelers coming down my road.
Tripp says the landowner is willing to sell for 60% of what the city thought was the sales price. In January, the City of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission formed a citizen subcommittee in regards to stealth dorms in established neighborhoods. After two public meetings and almost 300 surveys, the subcommittee reported their findings at a workshop earlier this month. Chairman Kyle Incardona says increased traffic, litter, and safety were among the top concerns.
Neighborhood integrity was a very big one. Stealth dorms removing housing options for non-students, and poor building standards for stealth dorms.
And Cardona says the subcommittee has come up with some ideas to help regulate these types of properties.
We wanted to let the neighborhood and let the citizens know they are in control of their neighborhood. And the first thing we wanted to do is wanted to reduce the residential neighborhood conservation district from a vote of 66% of the neighborhood down to 58%.
Something which the Bryan City Council gave first-round approval last week. Incardona says among other proposed principles are defining stealth dorms as detached shared housing and considering the adoption of a home improvement incentive program. A series of public meetings will be held in the upcoming weeks, and comments can also be made online at bryantx.gov. Bryan Police is investigating a shooting last night at the Baker Oaks Apartments at 29th and Baker. A 24-year-old man is hospitalized in stable condition, and the person who shot him has not been found. According to a BPD news release, investigators believe the general public is not in any danger due to circumstances that have not been revealed. A bicyclist is hospitalized in stable condition after being struck by an SUV in the Northgate District last night. College Station police report at the intersection of University and College Main, the driver of a westbound SUV ran a red light and struck the northbound bicyclist. The female bicyclist sustained numerous abrasions, along with road rash, bruising, and a black eye. A College Station man is arrested for drunk driving after crashing his car into Ozona's Bar and Grill on Harvey Road around 12:30 this morning. According to the College Station police report, a witness says 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez entered the parking lot at a high rate of speed, jumped a curb, and crashed onto the wooden deck and partially through an exterior wall. No one was injured. A Texas A&M facilities pickup was totaled on campus yesterday morning. University police report an SCC employee was behind the wheel on Ross Street when the truck struck a concrete island that houses the gate arm near the chemistry building. What caused the driver to leave the roadway is still under investigation. The unidentified driver was taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries and released. The crash closed Ross Street for about 5 hours. Navasota police report a niece has confessed to killing her uncle. According to the police department's news release, 35-year-old Romika Conley was arrested for murdering 63-year-old Panky Freeman. A home health provider discovered Freeman's body yesterday morning. The news release did not indicate what investigators might think is the cause of death or a motive. The electric provider for most of the Brazos Valley outside of Bryan and College Station has received permission from the Texas Public Utility Commission to proceed with building a new power plant near Willis.
What Entergy is calling the Montgomery County Power Station, or MCPS, will be a natural gas-fired plant. Construction scheduled to start in the first quarter of 2019 and be completed by the summer of 2021. Entergy estimates customer savings of $1.7 billion over a 30-year period. Fuel savings will pay off the cost of construction after less than 10 years of operation, a third of the plant's life cycle. An economic impact study done for Entergy estimates a new power plant will also generate $1 billion in economic activity around the state. That includes $410 million in direct investment in Montgomery County and another $307 million in worker earnings from 7,000 jobs that are directly or indirectly related to the project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutribold Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
7:39. Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs from the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Abundant sunshine today. It is going to be a hot one with temperatures touching 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. Clouds will be on the increase tonight. Towards morning, a shower or thunderstorm possible. Temperatures near 75. Tomorrow we'll have lots of clouds. There'll also be some showers and thunderstorms, highs closer to 90. Showers and thunderstorms are also possible through tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partial sun develops Thursday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Bombers' loss to the Generals last night and hear from Coach Trey Porras on that. Meanwhile, the Astros beat the Rays at Minute Maid after putting Lance McCullers back on the 10-day disabled list, and the Rangers lost to the Mariners just hours after sending Yu Darvish to the Dodgers. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We talked earlier this morning about obesity and how there are parents who are not concerned about obesity. And it really doesn't matter because new research predicts that air pollution worsened by climate change will cost tens of thousands of lives if changes are not made. Just letting you know.
And the changes...
By when?
Yeah, well, no, no.
What's my timeline?
All right, well, it says here, CBS says that the study estimates that if current trends continue, in other words, if we don't stop this insanity, climate change will be responsible for another 60,000 air pollution-related deaths globally by the year 2030.
People die from air pollution already? What?
The changes that need to be made, just give us your credit card number, and that's how we'll fix it all for you.
But the deal is, that number could jump to 260,000 people by the year 2100.
No!
Oh, my God. 2100. Okay.
Okay, so let me see. That's 83 years from now. Uh-huh. Is that correct? Is that right? I'm thinking that the three of us won't care.
I don't think so.
But think of the children.
Think of the children, all of the unborn children.
Anyway.
In better news, MTV is bringing back Total Request Live.
TRL.
The show ran from 98 to 2008, and it's going to start back up again on October 2nd. The move is part of a new strategy to attract viewers to what MTV is calling the prime destination for youth culture and a meeting point for millions of fans.
Ooh-hoo.
You know, you're going to have to come up with a shorter line than that.
Right. I know. TRL is coming back.
All right. We'll see how that works out. Hello.
Yeah, that rate of increase continues in 1,000 years, we're all going to be dead.
You know, you're right. That's what concerns me, is how many of us right now alive will be alive again 1,000 years from now, or even 83 years from now.
Mm-hmm. We're working on it, though, you know.
Now, what is this? Have we ever watched this thing on MTV? I mean, I don't
know. TRL?
TRL,
oh, yeah.
Okay, now what would happen?
People would call in and request songs.
Okay. And so,
and then it was Carson Daly,
yeah, where he got his start.
Was the host, yeah.
Okay, and so,
and they're doing it from the original studio, but they've upgraded,
cool.
So
right.
It's like 200,000. No, yeah, 200%. Sorry, 200% times bigger than what they were in. But it's right there in Times Square.
Okay,
yeah.
So now when were they doing that originally? Do you know? Does it happen to say in the story, or is it
98 to 2008 was when TRL ran right. from. And then they would have, like, live music on the show as well. So they'd bring in the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears
right,
and that kind
better.
Of thing.
Okay, I'm not trying to be the buzzkill on this, but
now
when people have that song right there in almost any platform.
But now you can see the music video.
Well, but
you can still see that on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm glad they want to try to do that.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like
I honestly forgot MTV was still a thing.
Well,
like,
see?
That it was actually still a channel.
Okay.
I don't know if we get it or if like...
I'm not sure if it's available.
And,
but
and this is a return to the brand sort of a thing, because they went from, they were music television, that's what MTV stood for. And for a while there, they changed for it to mean modern television and no longer music television. So I guess they're trying to go back to music because the modern thing didn't work. Or
well, again, go see the documentaries about the people who created it. It was really brilliant. It was really, really, really smart
for
the time. But the deal is, I mean, Chelsea, you're the youngest one here, and you're on the older end of the demographic.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so...
It even used the words teen-friendly
mm-hmm.
in
well,
the description.
Okay, you tell me what teen is going to go, oh, I'm supposed to sit down and watch this? Yeah. That's what I'm supposed to do? And why would I want to do that? Because I'll never forget, I took one of my kids to a concert, and he wasn't watching the performance. And I'm going, what's going on? He said, well, Dad, I could see this guy anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's not the way that I grew up, certainly, and that's right. Why... And this was a country concert. Well, it was Tim McGraw. And it was not a spectacular show or anything like that. Mm. He came out. He sang his songs. He did a great job. But that's why they have to make the live performances so spectacular, so that people will be so they'll be driven to spend those massive amounts of money for tickets.
Well,
but
yeah.
To get people to sit down and watch something.
And with TRL, I mean, the idea, obviously, was to sell advertising. And so people would sit and, you know, before DVR and stuff like that. Kids nowadays, though, they're going to be like, I'm not waiting to see this video after the break. I'm just going to watch it on my phone now.
That's a very good point.
You don't want to have the first song after the... What are you going to tease before you go to the break to keep them there?
Yeah.
But it's fine. I mean, great. More power to them if they can extend that brand again. But,
just a reminder to advertisers, radio has no DVR.
That's exactly right. So anyhow, but reason we're bringing this up, in case you missed it, is this is the birthday of MTV.
It
premiered back in like 81 or something like that. All right, and again, we're all going to die.
Yes.
Now, what's going to kill us? It could well be your kitchen sponge.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say MTV.
Nope, kitchen sponges have now been picked as the bacterial magnets of everything in our home, pretty much everything in our life. The latest insights come from a team of researchers in Germany who used genetic sequencing to compile the most comprehensive list of sponge bacteria to date.
What? Finally.
Well, okay, it's like, all right, this is the dirtiest thing in your house. Yeah, but what are the things that are on there?
Yeah.
Maybe they're good germs and happy germs.
Right.
So you're telling me every time I've ever been sick, it's been my sponge's fault.
That's exactly right. The results are not surprising. Looking at 14 different used kitchen sponges, the researchers found up to, 54 billion bacteria per cubic centimeter.
84 bajillion.
Even when I try to be clean, I'm dirty.
Yeah. But like, let's just do that. 11 bajillion bacteria per cubic centimeter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Spanning 118 types. Many of these pose no harm to humans. Ah, but there's some that are. As long as you've got one deadly one in there.
Amongst the 70 bajillion.
Yeah.
Going to kill you.
The study comes with another more provocative claim as well. And that is, cleaning sponges doesn't help at all. Based on previous studies, conventional wisdom held that microwaving or boiling your sponges helped to kill off bacteria. When they attempted to replicate these findings with their own sponges, the researchers found very little difference in the terms.
They're like a dollar. Just go buy a new sponge.
And that's it. That's exactly right.
Who's taking the time to clean their sponges?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's a situation. Okay. I think Airbnb is cool.
Okay.
I think that's a really neat thing.
Right.
Okay. You get into that house, which you really like, and you go to the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Nasty sponge.
Well, or just a sponge.
Right.
Don't know if it's
you don't
nasty
even know.
Or not.
Has it been used? What was it used for?
Exactly. And so I talked to a guy who had a couple of Airbnb houses, and he said what I would do is I would buy these sponge packages, okay, like Sam's where you can buy 750 of them in a package or whatever. Leave them wrapped up in the plastic, okay?
There you go.
And put them right there.
Everybody
by the
opens
sink.
A new sponge.
Nobody did.
Oh.
Nobody did. Which made me wonder what they're doing then.
They're probably just washing the dishes with water and then wiping it off with a paper towel.
Exactly. So I'm not exactly sure. So but you're right. The idea, even in your own home, go buy a new sponge every month. Would it kill you to do that?
It's funny that the story too says that, you know, these bacteria are all over these sponges and they're gonna kill us, but there's no way to really get rid of them.
No, there's not. So just understand, if it's not that, it's gonna be climate change.
Yeah.
It's gonna kill you. So that, and then we'll tell you probably before 8 o'clock what the most fattening things are at many restaurants across America. So you can be fat and comfortable when you die as opposed to being skinny. Hello.
Howdy, Highway 6 North. There's a major accident, and it's shut down right here at the Nantucket exit.
Okay, so 6 North, that's out by the racetrack, huh?
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right. As you go the overpass over Nantucket.
Got it. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun. Texas stuff.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Gracie was 13 when her mother, sister, and 2 other relatives were killed. They were all hiking together in the Colorado Rockies when they were crushed beneath a rock slide. Gracie's father was also killed because he threw his body over Gracie's to protect her. She later told emergency workers that her father jumped on top of her just in time to shield her from boulders that broke loose above them. The county sheriff called her father a true hero. I agree. Gracie's father didn't hesitate, and he didn't second-guess the cost to himself. He recognized his daughter needed him, and he immediately sprang into action. I think that bold and heroic gesture is symbolic of the selflessness fatherhood requires of all dads. Thankfully, most of us won't face the life and death choice that Gracie's father made. But make no mistake, fatherhood requires sacrifice every day in small ways. Good dads look out for their children by making their children's well-being a priority, even when it costs them personally. Your sacrifice could be as simple as skipping around a golf to attend your son's soccer game, or it could be as serious as turning down a promotion so your daughter can finish her last year of high school. You can't fake committed fatherhood. To do it well, you have to be all in. Making your children a priority is not something you do just once. You have to recommit to it every single day. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expensive. Expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, in their return to Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their series opener with Victoria Generals 5-4. Pitcher Landon Miner was saddled with the loss, but Coach Trey Porras sees a need for improvement at the plate.
Yeah, Landon threw great again. He did exactly what he's done all summer for us, and that's go out and give us a chance to compete. He in the seventh, obviously they got to him there in the sixth and the seventh, but I thought they put some good swings on quality pitches and did a good job on their end, on their offensive side. On our offensive side, you know, we got some things to correct.
The Bombers and Generals meet again tonight at 7.05 p.m. at Nutribolt, and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, Robinson Cano had a two-run single in the ninth, and the Seattle Mariners won 6-4 at Texas. Only hours after the Rangers had traded pitcher Yu Darvish, the Mariners trailed 4-0 after two innings before getting even against Cole Hamels, the remaining ace for Texas. Now that Darvish is with the NL West leading Los Angeles Dodgers, here's Hamels.
That's not what you want to do. You know, the momentum's on your side. When you kind of, you know, push it back onto the other team's side, obviously things, you know, are not going to go good. So it's a tough loss. And obviously I'm not too pleased about what I was able to do, obviously, in the end.
The Rangers struck out 13 times against four pitchers. They had five hits the first two innings against Felix Hernandez and only one hit the rest of the game. The Rangers will be looking to avoid a four-game skid when they face the Mariners tonight in Arlington. First pitch is scheduled for 7.05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Houston, Jake Marisnyk had three hits, including two homers and a career-high five RBIs as the Houston Astros coasted to a 14-7 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch on Marisnyk.
Marisnyk, you know, it was a big walk for him getting on base and then a couple homers and snuck in the base hit against the position player. So it's nice to have that kind of production at the bottom. It really makes things interesting when you roll to the top again. No matter who we've put at the top, they've benefited from, you know, some guys at the bottom doing a good part.
The Rays cut the lead to one after a two-run homer by Corey Dickerson in the third inning before an RBI single by Tyler White made it 4-2 with two outs in the bottom of the inning. Marisnyk's first shot, a three-run homer, which bounced off the wall above the seats in left field, came next to push the lead to 7-2. Game two with the Rays is tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch for that one set for 7:10 p.m. Also for the Astros, the team has put right-hander Lance McCullers on the 10-day disabled list with back discomfort. This will be the second stint on the disabled list with the same problem for McCullers, who was also out from June 12th through the 24th. McCullers is 7-3 with a 3.92 ERA in 19 starts this season. The Astros did, however, add another starting pitcher by getting lefty Francisco Liriano from the Blue Jays for outfielder Nori Aoki and minor leaguer Teoscar Hernandez. General manager Jeff Luhnow says the acquisition should be pretty huge for the Stros.
Liriano, acquiring a pitcher like Liriano was a priority for us. He not only has been a starter, he's been a reliever, he's got postseason experience. We really think he can help this club out.
The 33-year-old Liriano is 6-5 with a 5.88 ERA and 18 starts for Toronto this season. And Los Angeles has reached an agreement with International Olympic leaders that will open the way for the city to host the 2028 Summer Games. The agreement follows a vote earlier this month by the International Olympic Committee to seek a deal to award the 2024 and 2028 Games. Paris is widely seen as the favorite for 2024. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September 7th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the roof of the College Station Hilton once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Register at overtheedgebrazosvalley.org. Create your personal team or fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with your friends, family, and coworkers, and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit overtheedgebrazosvalley.org for more.
Hey, couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You don't have time yet, but the next half hour, we have the unhealthiest chain restaurant food.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
So if you want to be obese, we're going to get you there as fast as we possibly can.
Or if you don't care.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's right. Either way, that's fine. In the meantime.
Because it's also probably some of the most delicious chain food.
Probably true. Yep. The water at Niagara Falls turned black over the weekend.
Really?
Oh, that's not normal.
As visitors watched, witnesses say a foul smell filled the air.
Ooh.
As the water at the base of the falls was transformed to a dark, murky shade.
Mm.
There's aerial video, of course, of it if you want to see that. shows the black water basically enveloping the tour boat area down there at the base of the falls. It turns out the color was caused by discharge from a local wastewater treatment plant.
Ew.
Yeah, and they said, oh, yeah, it was just routine maintenance, as a matter of fact.
Doesn't sound real routine.
Routine maintenance turning the water black.
Yeah.
At Niagara Falls.
Ugh.
Hey, did you know Gatorade created an alcoholic mix of their lemon-lime flavor and beer? They called it Hoppin' Gator.
Now we're talking.
That was back in 1969. Apparently, it didn't take off, and so they dropped it.
Bring it back.
Well, they might now. They may think that that's probably a pretty good idea Hoppin' to get people Gator. To continue to use that.
Yeah, that's cute.
Hot dogs got their name because back in the 1800s, people thought they were made of.
Oh.
Ew. Yes, they did. And believe it or not...
Well, were they?
No. Somebody patented the process to surgically turn an animal into a unicorn back in 1982. I know. Aww. I haven't seen any happen, but we'll see. Going to be nice today. It's really nice right now. 75 and only 95 this afternoon. WTAW College Station, Brian, at 8 o'clock.